greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. And some people would say, church at home? Well, how can you have church at home? Well, I go down to the church on the corner, or I go across town to the cathedral over here, or I go down to my synagogue, or I go to my Buddhist temple. What on earth is church at home? Well, when we read the New Testament, we find out that's exactly where the church began. But how can you have a church in a house? Well, the truth is this. The church is not the building, though we call it the church. It is only a building. The church is the congregation or the gathering together of the true believers of Jesus Christ and God the Father. That is the church. And when the New Testament church began, that's where they met. Now let me read you a scripture here. In Romans 16 it says, salute Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. And verse 5, and salute the church at their house. And in Philemon, a very short little book that has no chapters, verse 2 says, and to the church that meets in your house. And so today, because of what is happening in Christianity, what is happening in the world, what is happening in the lives of people, church at home was conceived. And actually, it occurred to me when I was reading a book, when I was flying to Cincinnati for an elders conference some years ago. And here is that book. Now, I want you to look at this title, and I want you to think about it. Christianity without God. Now, that's rather a bold and daring statement, isn't it? And he even asked in the first chapter, isn't that kind of absurd that you could have Christianity to continue to exist without belief in God? Now, this book was written by Lloyd Gehring, and he is one of the modern atheist scholars who are tearing apart the Bible, tearing apart the Word of God, and actually belongs to a group called the Jesus Seminar, headquartered in Santa Rosa, California. They've been active for many years to do away with the real Jesus Christ. And what we actually have as a result of this, we do not have scholars who are wanting and trying to understand the truth of Jesus Christ as given in the Bible. What they want to do is to destroy everything that is in the Bible and bring another Jesus and have a Christianity without God. And the sad part of it is, in the Christian churches today, there is a Christianity without God. And many ministers and pastors belong to the Jesus Seminar and preach their kind of doctrine, which then is a glorified form of humanism. And it fits exactly within the prophecies of what we find in the Bible. Let's first of all look at the world that we have today, as was prophesied by the Apostle Paul, as to what would happen when God is rejected. When a society is developed that rejects God, when people have a system of belief that puts God up on the shelf or rejects him altogether, yet they have every witness from God through his creation and what God has done, so that they know the truth of God, of his creation, that he exists, that he made us, that he created us. And the Bible tells us what the purpose is. But you see, the real truth of it is, and what we will do at Church and Home, is to go through the real truth of the Bible to understand what God is telling us and how it is in the world today. why we are at the place that we are, why we have the world events, the national events, the local events, and why they are the way that they are in this lawless society in which we are living. So let's first of all examine the society as the Apostle Paul wrote about and preached about. Now, these men that we'll talk about later, and we will do more programs on Christianity without God, because that's exactly what is coming in the churches today. And we'll talk about then, where can you find God? Now, here is what God records through the Apostle Paul. Verse 18 of Romans 1, indeed, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven upon all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And that's precisely what they are doing in this book, Christianity Without God. They are suppressing the truth. They are mocking the truth. They are getting rid of the truth. And we will see they brag that they have successfully remove God from the schools, from the government, and from the, they're trying to get it out of the consciousness of human beings as well. So they suppress the truth that the Bible is the Word of God, the truth that Jesus Christ is the Savior, the truth that you have to keep the commandments of God, the truth that all the Word of God is applicable to every one of us today. The truth that Jesus did not come to abolish the law or the prophets. The truth about the grace of God. The truth about the love of God. They suppress all of that because of their atheistic beliefs and rejection of God. Yet God gave them witness, and the witness is the heaven and earth on which we all live. Paul continues here, because that which may be known of God is manifested among them, for God has manifested it to them. For the invisible things from him are perceived from the creation of the world, and yes, the universe. The awesomeness of the universe, the greatness of everything that we find. We used to think that little one-celled life forms were just simple little creatures who evolved. Now we know they're very complex. They're not simple at all. Everything that God has created and made reflects his glory, his creative power, his laws, his design, and his care for his whole creation. Being understood by the things that are made, both his eternal power and Godhead, they can understand that. They reject it. And we will see the society a little later here on how the society is set up to mold people into this kind of belief, Christianity without God, or lives without God, and where does it lead? Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own reasonings. Christianity without God. And their foolish hearts were darkened. While professing themselves to be the wise ones, they became the fools. And is that not what we see in higher learning today? In the great men of the world? Their solutions for the world end up being harmful, hurtful, destructive, and foolish. They don't even have the common sense of the common man. Now, here's what they did, because they said, we are wise. We don't need God. We can get along without God. In fact, we can have a Christianity without God. This is why church at home was conceived. So you don't have to go to churches and hear lies spewed from the pulpit, hear hypocrisy in the actions of the men who are running the churches, but you can learn of God in your home. Here's what they did, and changed the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man. And man is held up with Christianity without God as the highest pinnacle of what men can do. And of birds and of four-footed creatures and creeping things. And then what happens? Now, I want you to think about this, what happens in the society. Because we all need to understand, God is supreme. God rules over all. And God will not be mocked. So just like the law of gravity, it affects every one of us. So all the laws of God affect everyone all the time. So when they reject God and say, oh, we can have Christianity without God, here's what happens. For this cause, God also abandoned them to uncleanness through the lusts of their hearts to disgrace their own bodies between themselves. And is that not what is happening? Look at the plague of sexual sins and pedophilia in the Roman Catholic Church, the supposed largest Christian organization in the world. And look at the hypocrisy within the Protestant world and the ministers and the people. Because here's what they do when they reach that, verse 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the created thing more than the one who is creator, who is blessed into the ages. Amen. That's why the world is in the mess that it is in now. Now I want to tell you about something that you can download or you can write in for. And it is called the 14 Rules of Bible Study. Now I bring this out because what we are going to do in every one of the video cast or the audio cast, whichever you are able to use on your computer, we are going to go into the Bible. We are going to study the truths of the Bible. We are going to study what God has written. And there is a way to understand the Bible. Because too many people, if they're given a Bible and they start reading, they don't know how to understand it. So we will see there are definite spiritual keys in understanding the Bible. And the primary one is this. A loving, faithful, obedient relationship with God. Because Jesus said, if you love me, and a lot of people say, oh, I love the Lord. Oh, I love the Lord. Hallelujah, he did away with the law. But that isn't what Jesus said. See, that's why the churches are in trouble. And that's why we need church at home. Because you can't depend on finding God in your church. He said, if you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. Have you ever gone through the Gospels and listed out all the commandments of Jesus Christ? If you haven't, how are you ever going to know what his commandments are? Now, just to give you a preview of this, we'll come back to it again a little later. The first rule of the 14 rules of Bible study is begin with scriptures that are easy to understand. Too many people want to jump into the middle of Romans and Galatians and Hebrews and try and understand difficult scriptures when they have no knowledge or background about the Bible. So just like an education in the world, you've got to start with the simple things and you build to it. You don't immediately start school by going to graduate course college courses, do you? No, you start with A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Well, likewise, with the Bible, you have to start with Ten Commandments. Now, those are not hard to understand. Now, people don't like them because it tells them what they should do and not do. The second one is very important one. To understand the Bible, you must let the Bible interpret and prove the Bible. Don't look for what you want to prove. Look for what the Bible actually says. So you can go to the website and you can download the 14 rules of Bible study. Now let's continue on and come to 2 Timothy 3, because we are going to see a prophecy by the Apostle Paul, which tells us very similarly about these very days in which we are living. And we are going to see how important it is for us to know 2 Timothy 3, how important for us it is to know how then we can maintain a relationship with God when we can't trust the church on the corner, we can't trust the priest or the minister in the pulpit, we can't trust the deacons, we have churches filled with liars and fornicators and thieves and liars. So you must retreat to your home to recapture the truth of the Word of God. Now, 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, Paul writes this, "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And all you have to do is just watch your news and see there are perilous times all around, everything that we're confronted with. And here is the reason, for men shall be lovers of self. See, as we read in Romans 1, they worship men, and they worship themselves, and they worship their intellect, and they worship the great things that they have made, and say, we don't need God. We can have Christianity without God. Aren't we wonderful? Self-centered. Lovers of self. Narcissistic. Lovers of money, greed. As a matter of fact, there's a movie out where the main actor gives a seminar and he's telling all these financial advisors and investors, the main big ones in Wall Street, he says, greed is good. Look where it got us today. Greed is not good. And Alan Dershowitz, the famous lawyer, has said, when questioned about the Ten Commandments, he said, well, the Tenth Commandment obviously is obsolete, where it says, you shall not covet, because that's how Wall Street was built. Yes, indeed, that's how it was built, because they covet your homes, they covet your money, they covet your possessions, they covet everything that you own, and now they want to covet total control over you through the government. Lovers of money, braggarts, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. And isn't that a hallmark of our time? Parents can hardly even correct their own children. And there are so many gadgets and games and devices and Blackberries and cell phones to divide the family. And you've seen it, teenagers on their Blackberries communicating with their friends while their parents are ignored, and yet they selfishly demand everything from their parents. Won't obey their parents? Look at all the trouble that young people are in today. And all of those things affect them for the rest of their lives. Now, we will have some church-at-home programs also on youth. So stay tuned. Unthankful, even though we have a day dedicated in America to Thanksgiving. Unholy, without natural affection. Yes, in addition to homosexuality, you have women who throw away babies that were ill-conceived and leave them out to die. And even in Argentina, there was a 13-year-old girl who had a baby, wrapped it up in a blanket, and threw it out in the field, and a dog, a nursing mother dog, heard the cry of that baby and went out into the field and drugged that baby in to where her puppies were. And that baby lived. But think of the disillusioned 13-year-old girl who gave birth, not even knowing what life is about, not even knowing what sex is about, and not even enough affection or love to take care of the baby, but to throw it away because it's inconvenient. Implacable. People who have religious and political opinions contrary to the Word of God, who will not be moved. Slanderers, without self-control. Savage, despisers of those who are good. Betrayers, reckless, egotistical, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Now here's the outward appearance of it. Having an outward appearance of godliness. Yes, Christianity without God. We have moral values. We can have moral values without God. Well, the truth is, if you break the first commandment, you break all of them. And whatever moral values you claim that come from Christianity, you're stealing from God, because the Bible shows you have to keep all the Ten Commandments. You can't be selective. Because the Bible says you shall not add to or take away from. But denying the power of true godliness. Now here's why we have church at home. For you to learn of God, to learn about God, to learn of the Bible, to understand His way, so that you can live in these end times and you can prepare for the return of Jesus Christ, so that you can receive eternal life. That's what it's all about. It's not about money. It's not about power. It's not about personality. It is about you, and it is about God. And it is about how we can find God, and how we can love God, and how we can serve God, and how we can learn of Him in Jesus Christ. But as for you, Paul writes to Timothy, turn away from all these. When you find all of these in what is supposed to be the community of Christ, then you have to turn away from those. And you have to turn to God. And the place that you can do it is in your own home, where you have control of your environment, where you have control of your life, where you can set aside the time, you can study, you can pray, you can develop a relationship with God. So that's why church at home. Now, one other thing we need to look at here. Paul also wrote this to Timothy. He says, if anyone teaches any different doctrine, that is the teachings of Jesus Christ, and does not adhere to the sound words, even those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the doctrine that is according to godliness, he is proud and knows nothing. Rather, he has a morbid attraction to questions and disputes over words. And doesn't that sum up what Christianity is all about, and people fighting and warring against each other rather than searching out the truth of God and being willing to obey God, be willing to love God, be willing to serve God? No, that's what we find the condition here. That's why church at home. From which come envy, arguments, blasphemy, wicked suspicions, vain reasonings of men who have been corrupted in their minds and are destitute of the truth. Men who believe that gain is godliness. From such, withdraw yourself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. And that's what we are going to do with church at home. To show from the Bible the truth of God, the truth of His Word, how you can find God, how you can love Him, how you can serve Him, and how you can do all of this in your home. And then, when you come to a point that you have learned some things, then you will be able to meet other true believers. And so, if you follow along with all the different topics that we're going to bring, all the different messages that we are going to bring, you're going to learn a great deal. Now, I'd like to come back in closing, come back for you to remind you again to download the 14 rules for Bible study. Remember, the first one is begin with scriptures that are easy to understand. Number two, let the Bible interpret the Bible and prove the Bible. Don't look for what you want to prove. Rather, look for what the Bible actually says. Number three, understand the context, verses before and after, and you'll see we will be doing this, and the chapters before and after, if necessary. And does your understanding of a particular verse harmonize with the rest of the Bible? Because you see, the Bible is the Word of God. You can prove it's the Word of God. We will do so with the articles that we have online. You can download many, many articles. We have over 35 of them ready for you to download right now that cover all the vital topics concerning true Christianity. And you can begin in your own home. That's why, church at home. Now, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long until next time, and we will bring you some more Church at Home and the Truth of God.